Good morning. My name is Samuel, and I will be your assistant in the teleconference today. I would like to welcome you all to the conference for year-end results 2013 of the Grupo Argos. All lines have been placed in silent mode to avoid any background noise. After comments from the speaker, there will be a question and answer session. If you wish to ask any questions, simply press the asterisk key followed by the one key in your keyboard. I will give the floor now to Mr. Jose Alberto Vélez. Go ahead, Jose Alberto, please. Good morning. This is Jose Vélez, the president of Grupo Argos. Thank you for your participation in this call, where we'll be discussing the results of the Argos Group for the fourth quarter and year 2013. I have the financial vice president, Ricardo Sierra, Camilo Abello, vice president of corporate affairs, and Nicolas Valencia, director of investor relations. In this teleconference, we will analyze the main financial features of the report we sent yesterday, and additionally, we will share the facts and relevant information of the business of Grupo Argos. At the end of the call, we will have a room for answering any questions. This teleconference is being translated into English. In any case, I remind you that all our communications, as well as results, reports, and relevant information, and any presentations are published in Spanish and English in our investor portal at www.grupoargos.com. In this same website, we've made available the presentation that we will be following during the teleconference. To download it, please go to the section Financial Information, and then in Reports, you will find in fourth quarter a file called Presentation 4T 2013. Before reading the results, I would like to share with all the audience that today, on February 27, 2014, Grupo Argos is celebrating 80 years of having started with this organization in Medellin as a cement company. Today, it's a holding company of several companies that are not only operates in cement business, not only in Colombia, but also other countries, working also in energy, real estate, and other infrastructure-related businesses. 2013 is a very satisfactory year for the company. We can see the behavior of its main business today, cement and energy, which show growing operational figures in the markets where they operate. Those that we have under development, the real estate and port business, had a year of consolidation and growth in the different operations, whereas the coal business continues in a process of reconfiguration. Likewise, in 2013, the company moved forward in the consolidation of its efforts in the business where it invests, with the adequate administrative structure, short and long-term goals defined, and design of an intervention model and definition of corporate guidelines on financial, administrative, and sustainability. In the end, I would like to tell you about the decision of not withdrawing from participating in the process for bidding for Isagen. In 2013, we started analyzing the process for acquisition of Isagen by the Argos Group and subsidiary Celsia and EFSA. For a year, we had assessments, profitability models, assumed risks in the operation and in the process, transaction structures, etc. Having considered these and considering the base price expected by the government, the total amount of the transaction, and the volatility of capital markets in the last months, the minimum criteria of value and return for the Argos Group and its subsidiaries were not met, which led us to withdraw from continuing in the privatization process. With this decision, we lose the opportunity to grow with a valuable asset, but we ratify to you as investors in this company that our aim is to grow with profitability, and we hope in our energy business to be able to do it organically and inorganically to meet these objectives. In fact, we have announced to the market the pre-agreement for acquisition of an important share package of Celsia, which ratifies our interest of continuing to increase our exposure in this sector. Going now to the financial results, which reached very satisfactory levels highlighted in slides number 4 and 9, you can see the most relevant figures of the consolidated financial statements and the graphs that explain the behavior of income, EBITDA, and net profit. Starting in slide number 4, in 2013, the income of the Argos Group, consolidated income, exceeded 7.6 thousand million pesos, a growth in relation to 2012 of 14%. The consolidated EBITDA of Grupo Argos was at 1.9 thousand million pesos for an 18% growth. The EBITDA margin was at 25%, exceeding the 24% in 2012. Consolidated net profit of the company amounted to 295 thousand million pesos and it's not comparable with the 344 thousand million profit of 2012 given the following non-recurring effects. In 2012, the excess profit of the group for sale of shares of Cementos Argos for 53 thousand million and excess profit in Cementos Argos for 277 thousand million pesos, which resulted mainly from divestments. During 2013, also excess profit by, for 150 thousand million pesos, given the recovery of a provision resulting from a conciliation in a legal process with the DIAN in Telcia. If you exclude the mentioned effects as shown in slide number 7, the normalized net profit of the Argos Group has an increase of 95%. Going to slide number 9, you can see the consolidated general balance as at December 2013. Assets amounted to 27.4 thousand million pesos and are growing 2% in relation to December 2012. In this same period, liabilities total 8.2 thousand million pesos, decreased by 10%, and equity amounts to 12.4 thousand million pesos, decreasing by 3%. Before talking about the individual financial results, we would like to remind you that as we've done in our prior results reports, along with the results report and the presentation, you have been sent a detail that seeks to analyze the detail of individual financial statements. Information sent explains the income from 2013 versus those of 2012, and it explains the dividends and participation accounts, income by equity method, and income for sales of investments. On the other hand, the same document analyzes operational expenses and the equity method account. All the above with the purpose that you may understand the most important elements that are reflected in the figures. In slide number 10, you can see the individual financial statements, and for your better understanding of this, we have included the comparison of the 2012 and 2013 normalized figures, where we exclude non-recurring income and expenses for both years. The income of the Argos Group were exceeded 517,000 million pesos and decreased by 14% given the same effect that we explained, which is a non-recurring effect that corresponds to divestments. When we normalize the income of both years, we present a 23% increase. The individual EBITDA was close to 360,000 million pesos, which grows by 41% when normalized. Finally, net profit reaches 295,000 million pesos. In the next slide, we can see the main figures of the individual general balance of Grupo Argos. Individual assets amount to 50.5 thousand million pesos, decreasing 4% against December 2012. Liabilities amount to 1.75 thousand million pesos, decreasing by 16%, and equity totals 13.7 thousand million pesos, decreasing by 2% in relation to December 2012. We can now go to the results of the cement business between slide number 12 and slide number 14. Argos reached a record EBITDA in 2013. This thanks to the every time more evident recovery of the economy in the United States, positive market dynamics in the regional offices of Colombia, Caribbean, and Central America, and operational efficiency achievements throughout the year. The Colombia office finished the fourth quarter with good dynamics, with cement shipments by 8% and in concrete by 26% in relation with the same quarter in 2012. Likewise, Orgos continues its project with the Cartagena Distribution Center and the expansion plan for the installed capacity of cement in three plants in the center of the country, Rio Claro, Nare, and Cairo. These projects are expected to come into operation when at the end of the first quarter and the second half of the year, respectively, which we will hope will result in operational improvement once we have established the cycles. In the fourth quarter, the United States office continues its upward trend. It reached a 25% growth in cement sales and 1% in concrete sales when compared to the fourth quarter 2012. For 2012, the cement volumes presented an increase throughout the year of 12% and 5% concrete increase and a positive EBITDA of $13 million, which even if kind of light, ends up breaking the downward trend of the last few years. The U.S. continued to show promising signals, new investment laws for highways, positive housing price dynamics, and in general, a better economic environment, which allows to be optimistic toward the importance of this regional office in Argos as result in the next few years. This potential ratifies the capacity for value generation, both of our current assets as well as those recently acquired in Florida. The Caribbean and Central America regional office commercialized over 3 million tons of cement, and the concrete business registered sales for 540,000 cubic meters in 2013, which represents an increase of 8% and 19% respectively against 2012. It's also important to point out that 2013 was very important for the expansion and growth of this regional office, after having acquired 53% of the Lafarge operation in Honduras and thus strengthening the presence in the strategic geographical area of the company. During 2013, the company commercialized 9.4 million cubic meters of concrete, which shows a 10% growth, and 11.4 million tons of cement, growing by 5% in relation with the same period in 2012. In this way, Cementos Argos registered operational consolidated income close to 4.97 thousand million pesos. Against the same period in 2012, they are growing by 13%. Consolidated EBITDA amounts to 978 thousand million pesos, the highest in the history of the company, presenting a 24% increase in relation to 2012 results. Likewise, for 2013, we have an increase in the EBITDA margin at 19.7%, growing 162 basis points in relation to the prior year margin. This features positive investment expectations in infrastructure in practically all regions where Argos operate, and the quality of its managing team allow us to ensure that we will continue through a path of profitable growth as we've been presented this year. Let's now go to the results of the energy business between slides number 15 and 17. Celsia had a very favorable 2013. Its results were more than outstanding thanks to the asset configuration, hydrologic conditions we had throughout the year, and the excellent management of the commercialization team allowed us to get record figures. Likewise, the company had its first issue of ordinary bonds in the local securities market, which allowed to save important relevant figures in its debt service and substantial improvements in financial flexibility. We reduced the mean cost of the debt in an annual average rate of 8.15% to 6.7% and improved the mean life cycle, which went from 5.5 to 11.2 years, which is consistent with the long-term nature of the assets of this business. In relation to the expansion plan of the company, we can point out that during 2013, the distribution business invested 53,000 million pesos in the expansion of the electrical system. The generation business had an investment of 123,000 million pesos in expansion projects, where we can highlight Kukwana with 55 megawatts, a progress of 71%, and Lotulua with 19.9 megawatts with a 79% increase. During the year, energy produced by the company exceeded historical record, reaching 6.170 gigawatts hour, which represents 10% of the total demand of the Colombian market, exceeding the 8% generated in 2012. It's fundamental to mention how important it is the asset configuration and the technologies for these results. Out of the total energy generated by the company, as 57% was hydric and 43% was thermal, which represents a participation of thermal generation that is way over that of the system, and that presented in former years where we had a 33% in 2012 and 25% in 2011. As to figures of the energy business during 2013, total income was near 2.4 thousand million pesos, presenting an increase of 18% in relation to those obtained the year before. Of these, nearly 68% is represented in income from the generation business and 32% in income from the distribution and commercialization business. EBITDA totaled 865 thousand million pesos, 18% over 2012, and the EBITDA margin was at 36%. As you can see, the energy business had great performance in 2013. Challenges will not decrease during 2014, since we expect to be able to develop new growth fronts and consolidate the expansion plans that we have proposed for ourselves. We have the best human staff and the best resources necessary to achieve it. Let's go to the results of the real estate business between slides 18 and 20. In the fourth quarter 2013, Situm continued its growth plan, both in the traditional urban development line as well as in the property business. In urban development, the company has no problem. The construction of the project Portal del Genovés, the stage two, this urban development project has a useful total area for sale of 5 hectares in 10 different plots of land with commercial, institutional, and residential uses that vary between 3,800 square meters and 7,500 square meters. We expect good demand for this asset package, for which we have made progress in auction and sales processes. Situm will begin the works of urban development of stages 1 and 2 of the Portal Empresarial Norte project. This urban development project has a useful area of 9.5 hectares in 22 plots of land with areas between 2,300 square meters and 8,200 square meters. The main uses assigned to these plots of land are commercial and industrial. It is important to point out that as we were analyzing the possibility of investing in Isagen, we have limited our action and investments of Situm, especially in the business of property for leasing. However, the company recently signed a purchase and sale promise to acquire an important package of business establishments and offices in the future stage of the Mallorca shopping mall in Medellin. This shopping mall, according to a study by the firm Radar and published by the Semana magazine in 2012, ranks fifth among shopping centers with the best sales in the country and first in Antioquia. The project will have an approximate investment of $65 million, and delivery of the first works is expected at the end of second semester 2015. Likewise, in this business line, the project Viva Villavicencio, which was made along with Grupo Éxito, continued to make progress and ended the year with an implementation of 53%. Financial figures were acceptable, with income which in 2013 amounted to 63,477 million pesos, increasing by 57% against 2012. EBITDA was at 17,859 million pesos, with a 94% increase against the 9,230,000 million pesos in 2012. These figures are from the complete real estate business and include an administrative consolidate of all of real estate operations of the Arcos Group. the real estate business will have our attention focused on it, and our resource allocation for 2014, the consolidated management team, and the possibility of exploring options, we expect to generate investment options and profitable growth. Let's now move on to the results of the port business in slides 21 and 24. Year 2013 becomes, for Compass, the start of investment and adequation plan in each of the terminals where we operate. In the Agua Dulce port, we're making progress in the construction of 21 kilometers of the road that connects us with the main Cali Buenaventura road, and we ended the dredging works for deepening the access channel and the maneuver areas of the new terminals, which will allow for docking of ships with 80,000 tons for minerals and solid bulk. On the other hand, in the Barranquilla terminal, we started operations for shipment of crude oil, reaching the initial goal, proposed goal of 120,000 tons in the quarter. We're making progress at a great pace in the land facilities that will allow us to mobilize important volumes of hydrocarbons, which are expected to be ready at in the mid-2014. In the Tolu terminal, we linked strategic partners in bulk, and we practically finished construction of three warehouses for technical management of bulk loads, and we obtained authorizations by the DIAN for operation. In Cartagena, we continued preparing the shipping docks, and all the coal is now mobilized through the Barranquilla terminal. As a result, Compass mobilized 4.4 million tons, a 4% increase against last year. Consolidated income were at 103 million pesos, similar to 2012. We served a lower number of motor ships, which went from 670 to 579 due to the fall of the transfer business especially. However, we have a good behavior in the bulk cargo and general cargo with a 16% increase, highlighting the behavior of the Barranquilla terminal, which grows in its cargo given the entrance of liquid in the last quarter, and 25% growth in coal. Accumulated EBITDA reaches 26,800 million pesos and decreases by 6% against last period last year. This figure comes from the reduction of income from operations in Colombia, greater expenses associated to expansion plans, and a lower load of administrative structure after the merger. Compass has important projects, and we expect to be able to recover these investments in the next few years. The configuration of ports, locations, cargo types, and logistics schemes allow us to foresee that we have an excellent competitive position to face the dynamics that this business will see in 2014. Let's move on to the results of the coal business between slides number 25 and 27. Being aware of the prices and conditions of the coal market internationally, Sator continues the strategic exercise to define the future of the company with new business and projects that are in agreement with the vision of Grupo Argos. As to financial figures, operational income at 2013 closing were close to 77,000 million pesos, which amounted to an increase of 13% in relation to last year. This increase results from a coal sales volume increasing by 26%, driven by a commercial effort that also allowed to reach new markets, counteracting the reduction of prices, which was around 5%. The coal business presents great challenges and complexities. The operational scheme that we demand from our mines against the informality and legality of the industry makes it a hard challenge. The administrative team that leads this business has the challenge of dimensioning the resources and defining the strategy to be followed with the different and diverse operations that we manage. Slide number 28 shows the profile of our corporate debt. As at 31st December 2013, the consolidated debt of the Argos Group amounted to 770,000 million pesos, an average debt cost closed at 5.6%. Going to slide number 29, you may see the total consolidated assets of the company, where you see strategic investments and portfolio investments, and where you can see the interesting diversification of sectors showing an important potential for value generation when comparing total value against market capitalization of the company. Finally, in slide number 13, you can see in the individual cash flow of the Grupo Argos, where we can highlight a reduction of financial obligations. Finally, this year we're reporting allowed us to consolidate as a holding with sustainable investments in sectors with a high potential for growth. We expect that 2014 will continue with your help in this process of consolidation and development under the premise of profitable growth. Thank you again for your participation. I will now give the floor to the operator to start the question and answer session. Samuel may continue. I would like to remind you all that in order to ask a question, please press the asterisk key followed by the one key in the keyboard of your phones, asterisk one for making questions. We have a brief pause to have a turn list arranged. And the first question comes from the Germán Zúñiga line. Good morning. Congratulations on these results. My question is about the coal business, which is showing an important recovery during the quarter. In the future, are you thinking of having a possible divestment in these assets, or you continue with a medium-long-term strategy? Thank you very much. Good morning, Herman. In fact, our coal business last year had a good behavior, given the reduction in prices, as we said was around 5%. However, we see a volume growth. We're seeing into this because the Argos' coal business has two activities. The first one is underground mining, and the other one is open mining. These are very different as to technologies, risks, coal uses, etc. That is why we still cannot accelerate. We are whether we're making divestment decisions or not, we're looking at this very closely to see how it may positively contribute to the statements of the group and thus make the respective decisions. Surely throughout this 2014, you will be looking at the fundamental issues in this aspect, but we must separate the two typologies of coal extraction, underground, and open mining. One last question, sir, please. In relation to the real estate business, property business, the results of the last quarter show a negative EBITDA. Could you give us some insight on what happened on this last quarter? We have been on the second and third trimester with good results. And what could be expected in the short and long term, maybe in terms of margins for this vision? Well, Herman, you know that real estate has some sort of ups and downs or peaks. And it depends on the capacity that you have to for degeneration to for accounting. But we would have to delve into that deeper. Yes, Herman, as you are mentioning, during November and December, we had no deed filing, so that generated a fall, a shortfall. We could say that during the first two quarters, we had a very bad year, but in the third quarter, we managed to not lack so much. We have overcome this delay in documentation processes with the authorities for transfer of the properties, and we were not able to transfer in the days that we planned some of this land that was ready to be sold. During this first quarter, we will have some actual property transfers that will help us make progress. And what we're presenting in this conference should allow you to visualize that we should have a more homogeneous or recurring flow of property transfer in the real estate business. And I would like to also talk about the investments issue, which was also talked about in the property business, and emphasize that given the analysis and dimensioning of the Isagen acquisition, it was hand-tied throughout the year for acquisitions in property. And we believe that this year will give you positive news about asset acquisition or real estate project investments that allow us, as we had planned, to have a much stronger balance between lots for development and properties for leasing. Thank you, Herman. Sorry, one question. What could be a stable EBITDA margin for this division? No, it's very hard to say, because the cost of a property that we have for urban development have been acquired from a long back. So you would not be able to calculate this based on any EBITDA rate. But I could give you a general information, which is what the past has shown us. And it's that these are margins that are exceeding 50-60% when we're talking about urban development. And as to property leasing, depending on the type, we could have margins after normalizing the asset, margins over 60%. Thank you very much. The next question comes from Johanna Castro's line. Johanna, please. Good morning. Thank you. I would ask you what motivated the purchase of Celsius shares and whether you are thinking of other things in the short term. Thank you. Hi, Joanna. We're constantly monitoring the shares we have in our portfolio, and definitely the Celsius shares in relation to our values, reference values, were at a good price. That's the reason why we identified a market opportunity for some of the institutional investors in a conversation and in a discussion. We managed to close this transaction, which, as you know, had pre-agreed operations with two Colombian funds, basically because we want to increase our exposure, and the entry price to 5,450 generates a value generation potential for us. That is very important. But thank you very much. The next question comes from Juliana Valencia's line. Juliana, please. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. I have two questions. The first one is around the CAPEX. In the fourth quarter results, we're talking about a purchase acquisition capex around 48,000 million pesos and 200,000 million for. I would like to know how much this capex was implemented, and in relation to the possible investment that you would be making this year at Situm and real estate, what is the minimum rate of return that you expect in these kind of investments? Thank you. Okay, perfect, Juliana. Thank you very much for your news. Our budgeted CAPEX for 40,000 million for Compass, we effectively executed 42,000 million. So we were tight on budget. This year we had an even more aggressive CAPEX than that one. We're over 100,000 million pesos, out of which Grupo Argos and its shareholders will be contributing 30,000 million in capital. This company, as we were mentioning, continues to make important developments in adjusting and developing the terminals and preparing for a very competitive, competitive environment. In the business of Situm, our 200,000 million budget, we only executed around 80,000 million pesos, which happened basically because at the end of the second quarter, when we started discussing the design possibility, we of course stopped these investment processes. We are hoping to make progress in this investment plan and allocate resources. We have no budget for that division this year, but we hope to make some progress and increase what we already had. The minimum expected profitability in all divisions, the net worth profitability should be exceeding 12 to 13% in Colombian pesos. Our assessments are made based on this rate. So this is would be our expected profit. When we talk about real estate property, what we expect to obtain is around 9 to 10% in the scenarios that we're assessing, but with some upsides in appraisal and around leasing contracts, which usually happen, that would take these figures to 10.5, 11% in 3 or 4 years. That is more or less a scenario for definition and minimum rates that we have at the Situm business. Thank you very much. We have no further questions from our participants in Spanish. We're asking our participants in English if they would like to ask any questions. Please press your asterisk key followed by the one key in the keyboard of your phone device. Asterisk one to make questions. We'll have a brief pause to gather the list of terms. We have a question. We will now be connecting both conferences so that the person may answer.
Rafael España. Adelante, por favor.
Question is from Spain.
Okay, now, voy a hacer la pregunta en español. Básicamente quisiera saber qué expectativas tienen con respecto a la consolidación de Grupo Suramericana bajo IFRS. ¿Nos pueden dar alguna idea de cómo se va a vender la estrategia o algo así de la compañía el próximo año, pues teniendo en cuenta la participación hasta el 29.2%? Gracias.
I would like to ask what are your expectations in relation to the consolidation of the Suramericana Group.
Well, I could answer the ask question again in English. I mean, the consolidation of Suramericana Group under IFRS standards, how would impact the strategy of the company? How you guys are going to start that into your business strategy for the future? Thank you.
Rafael, sobre ese tema, yo no quisiera adelantar nada porque es un tema de Suramericana. Hoy hay junta directiva, Grupo Sura, y pues ellos estarán haciendo.
And they will be having their call with investors during the next few days. I know the specific date, whether tomorrow or the beginning of next week. And I think your question is quite relevant to ask directly to the Sura Group. Please excuse me for not answering, but in the end, this is a company.
Yo haría una claridad también, Rafael, acerca del proceso de IFRS. Por reglamentación en Colombia, nosotros tenemos que definir el balance como base o de partida el resultado del 2013. Y este año es un año en donde vamos a estar monitoreando
internamente. And this year we'll be monitoring companies internally, the evolution, the adaptation of accounting and operating systems to this new system, and we will be publishing the results at the beginning of 2015. so you should not be expecting any information from the companies, specifically from the Argos Group about it, but specifically when it is required by Colombian regulations, which is at the beginning of next year.
Muy bien, en este momento no tenemos más preguntas. Damos pasos a los comentarios del orador.
We will now go to the speaker's comments. Thank you, Samuel. If there are no further questions, we will now conclude this conference for results at the closing 2013 of the Argos Group, thanks to all participants. And we hope that you will be working with us not only in the presentation of the results in each quarter, but also as active investors of the Grupo Argos. Thank you very much. Thank you for your participation.
This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.